All right, we have 9 speakers, I believe, tonight, and we're going to start out with ladies first. So we're going to ask Sister Madison Wilson if she would start us out.
All right, before I start, I would like to say I am very nervous, so I apologize in advance if I talk a little fast. So to start off, I would like to start with some research that I did. And I looked up the definition of mother, and according to the Oxford Dictionary, the verbal definition of mother is to bring up a child with care and affection. And I am so proud to say that my mom is the perfect description of this. And she is the most compassionate, talented, giving, and beautiful woman that I know inside and out. And I truly love the way that she always loves to make people laugh and is always trying to put a smile on other people's faces. I truly admire how she always makes sure to put others before herself, and she never prioritizes herself in any situation. And even if she is having a bad day, she still goes out of her way to be there for everyone, and I truly admire that. No matter how bad the situation is, she still stays strong and pushes through. And I really love her musical talents and abilities as well. When I was little, I would always watch and listen in awe whenever she would play the piano and sing, and I still do that. And she taught me how to carry a tune and how to sing with her, and I'm extremely grateful for that since music has always been a big part of my life, and it still is, and it wouldn't have been if she hadn't raised me in it. Some traits that I think make her the best mother is that she's always loving and caring, and a child really needs all the love that they can get when growing up, and I'm so happy that she always was there to love me when I needed it, and it didn't matter the time, day, or situation, she was always there to love me and still does that, and I cannot express how much that truly means to me. And she listens and gives back really good advice, and my mom always listens whenever I need to talk about anything, and that really helps when I'm stressed or worried about something. And she gives the best feedback and advice too, and that really opens my eyes to see things from a different perspective. And that's really important in life, that we see things from different perspectives in any possible situation and not just our own. She's very supportive. If a child doesn't have support when they're young, they don't feel confident within themselves later on in life. And it means a lot to me that she was always there to support me and cheer for me from the side. And I love that so much about her. One of the prompts was, what lessons has she taught you that you want to pass on to your family in the future? If I do have a family of my own someday, I do want to teach them that it's always important to be humble. Along with the perspective topic earlier, it's always so important to be humble, and you can ally yourself by being humble to see the perspective or perspectives of other people around you. And it's always really important to stay humble anyway, both spiritually and non-spiritually. If we don't stay humble, our egos and pride can get too big, and as Christians, we shouldn't necessarily want that for ourselves. She also taught me to always be kind to everyone and treat them with respect, no matter who they are. And that really is important that we stay kind to everyone, because everyone in this room is going through at least one thing that we have no idea about, and we have no idea how much that one thing is affecting them, so it's always so important to do that. And by us being kind to everyone and spreading kindness, we also give hope to not just that one person, but also the people watching and witnessing. She taught me that it's better to dwell on the happiness rather than the sadness or anger inside, and even though it's natural for us to revert to thinking about the bad decisions that we made or how someone did us wrong, if you constantly think about these things, it eventually becomes a habit of yours, and next thing you know, too much time is spent overthinking about these things. And that does lead to forgiving and apologizing. Growing up, my mom would always have me apologize to someone if I did something wrong, or accept someone's apology if they asked me to forgive them. And you might tell yourself, well, they did this to me, or why should I tell them I'm sorry? But you'll actually find that once you say, I am sorry, or I forgive you, you'll actually find relief in yourself in the end. And that burden that is weighing you down will actually be gone, and you can finally move on. But it's not good to falsely apologize or falsely accept an apology, because what good will it do in the long run if it's not truly meaningful to you or that other person? Going along with this, communication is most definitely key. As mentioned, my mom always listens whenever I have a problem that I need to talk about, and she gives great advice. And it's extremely important to communicate your feelings and emotions so you can get help and understand things better. By my children doing this, hopefully they won't be spending every minute overthinking and creating false ideas in their head. Some traits about my mom that I love. I love listening to her laugh. She has such an amazing laugh, and it never fails to bring a smile to my face. I love her Southern cooking. If you guys have ever had my mom's Southern cooking, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And her cooking with my dad's grilling is the best combo. It's fantastic. She always gives her undivided attention when I need to show her something or when I just want to talk about something I love. And she always listens with an intrigued face. Props to her for being able to listen to me that long. I can't imagine doing that. And I love her singing so much, and I love how clear her voice is and how pretty it sounds, and I truly could just listen to her sing for hours. The last prompt that I decided to write about was, what Bible character does your mom remind you of? My mom actually reminds me of Mary. I really would be concerned if she was pregnant with Jesus 2.0, but Mary was chosen by God for a reason. And anyone can be a parent, but it takes a special woman to be a mother, and God knew that my mom was the perfect woman to be a great mom to my brother and I. And she always holds strongly and faithfully onto God and trusts him with whatever he has planned, just as Mary did. I must say, though, she must have been God's strongest soldier when I was a baby, because I was really testing her patience. So as I wrap this up, I do want to thank all the mothers in this room for everything you guys do, and it truly is so appreciated, and we just tend to take it all for granted. So I thank you, Mom, for being the best mom I could ever ask for.
Very good. Very good.
All right, next up we have Sister Courtney Barrows.
Okay, I'm going to start with prayer because I'm nervous too. Dearly Father, we thank you for this day you've given us, for the good services we've had so far. Thank you for all the amazing mothers we have, and just help me as I bring my thoughts. Please help me to bring what you'd have me to bring and help all the sick ones, and thank you for all you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so first off, I just want to say how thankful I am for my mom. She's done so much for me and been there to teach me and guide me. And I'm very thankful for her and all that she's done. So one of the prompts that was given was, what does she do that makes her the best mother? There's a lot of things I could say, but some of the things that stick out the most are how hardworking she is and how loving and kind she is. And another thing that makes her the best mom is she always does fun things with us, whether it was going to the zoo or hiking or camping. She always made sure we did lots of fun activities together, and that has meant so much to me because she could have been busy doing other things, but she always took the time to go out of her way and make many special memories us that will last forever. This is something that I want to continue on and do with my kids. And another thing I want to pass on to my kids that I learned from my mom was to be a hard worker. A scripture that comes to mind when I think of my mom is Proverbs 31:27. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. And also in verse 31, give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. These scriptures remind me of my mom because she's a very hard and faithful worker and is almost always doing something. Another one of the prompts is, what is your mother's best trait? And I'd have to say it to be her kindness. She's always very kind and caring and has been a very good example on how to treat people right and be kind. She's also been a very good example of a godly woman and has instilled those traits in us, like always being faithful to the church and putting God first. This has had a big impact on my walk with God because it has taught me what's really important. She has also encouraged me to pray about situations that come up, because when we don't know the way to go or what's right, God always does. She also is always there to encourage me and pray with me whether I'm sick or there's a hard situation. I know she's already there, so she's always there to talk and that she's already praying for me, and that means a lot. Then one of the other prompts was sharing special things about your mom, so I thought I'd share some of my favorite memories. Some of my favorite memories with my mom would be all the times we would go on walks together after work when we're stressed out or just have a fun, and also the times we would sit in our hammocks outside and read or just relax, because it's one of the special things that we always love to do together, to just chill out with each other and relax after long days. Overall, I have a lot of amazing memories with my mom that I'm very thankful for, and I'm very thankful for her. That's all I have.
Next, we have Sister Whitney Sterlicky.
Okay, so I'm super nervous. I feel like my thoughts are really jumbled, but I just really want to start and say that I love my mother very much. She's honestly the best mother for me, and I couldn't have chosen anybody better for me, nor would I have wanted to. I'm really thankful for the godly example that she is. She's always praying for me, and anytime that I have something I need to pray about, I have a lot of confidence that I know that she'll keep that in her prayers and she'll keep praying for me. One thing I really love is every day when I leave for work, or my dad leaves for work, or even when we go to school, she would always pray with us as we went, and like I can't even leave the house without her praying for me. Like, I feel like even if she's not around, I go find her to make sure that she prays for me before I leave. And I just, I think that's a really important thing to have established. Another thing that I really appreciate about her godly example is, as kids, she would put forth a lot of effort to do family devotions. And I know she would get really discouraged, especially as we got older, trying to find time to get us all together because we'd be too busy for it. And but I just really appreciate those strong memories of all sitting together and reading something and then praying. Just that's definitely something that has instilled in me the desire to be a Christian and just to keep moving forward. And I just really appreciated the effort. I think she's a great example of working hard for the Lord. There's so much that she does. I don't even think I know everything that she does. And it inspires me to find things to do for God and to just find things to do. So one of my favorite things is about her is that she's a great listener. Especially since all of my siblings have moved out, I've had a lot more one-on-one time with her, and I just love our conversations. And even when I was younger, she would always take the time to make sure I felt heard. There'd be many times I walk in while she was reading a book or while she was working on church work, and I just start talking, and she would quit whatever she was doing and listen to me. And I am so grateful for that. I think as a parent, that's really important for her to have done for me, especially as a teenager. There was times I was struggling with a lot of things, and I didn't really want to come out and tell her what was going on, but she knew how to read between the lines because she was listening, and I just really appreciate that. Another thing that I love about her is that I've gotten my love of singing from her. Growing up, we would always just burst out into song whenever something just came to our mind, and that's one thing I just absolutely love. We would be even at the store, and she would be singing or humming loudly, and I used to get embarrassed about that until I realized that I do that now, and I embarrass everybody with me, so it's great. I love how hard of a worker she is. Since she's kind of gotten sick during COVID, she's had a lot of heart problems, so she can't really, like, work as hard as she wants to, and I know it's very frustrating, but, like, growing up, she was always doing something and getting things done, and I just really appreciate that. She never would complain about things. I would come home and see the things that I forgot to do, and she would do them for me while I was gone, and I didn't always thank her for it, but I am grateful. My mom has taught me to get an understanding for myself of why I believe the things that I do. This has been so helpful for me and so important because growing up I had questioned a lot of things, and I just had some times where I was really struggling, and I don't think I would be the person I am or who I am or where I am today even if she hadn't been there to help me figure those things out. She's really instilled the desire to serve God even when I wasn't always doing the best. I feel like the desire was always there, and I think a lot of that has to do with how much she helped me. I'm really thankful for how close we've become. As a teenager, I was not always the nicest to her or anybody. I had a lot of attitude, and I took it out probably on her the most, but she still took the time to understand me and to, like, try to figure out what was going on in my life, even though I probably was hurtful. And she's had a lot of patience, and she never gave up on me, and I really appreciate that. I know that I am who I am because of her, and I'm so grateful for the rock and the stability that she is and brings to my life. And it scares me to think of being a mother someday because that's a lot of responsibility, for one, and for two, I don't think I could ever live up to who she is and what she's done. But I just hope that I can carry the things that I've learned from her and be half the mother she is. I love you.
Right, the last of the young ladies, Sister Lauren.
Well, I'm going to start off with prayer because I'm super nervous. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all you've done for us. Help us to get all the words out that you want out. Help us our thoughts to be straight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so if you don't know my mother, I don't know who doesn't know my mother. She's over there. She's got a little toddler with her right now. And if you don't know my mother, she's the one that has 9 kids around with her. So I don't know how you don't know her, because she literally has all of us. She is the best mother for me because she gets me. We're both short. If you guys know my dad, he's super tall. I'm not. She's short, and she gets that from me. I get that from her. But she gets what I mean when I get annoyed that I'm short. Today she was, like, yelling at Evan to get something, and she kept calling him a giant. And he was like, I'm so tired of living in a house of midgets. Yeah. She likes to drive. Since I've gotten my license, I love to drive. Even after the accident, I will still drive. It has given me anxiety this past week, but I drive. I do a lot of running around for my mom. And sometimes I would come home and she'd be like, I have to go do this. And I'd go, okay, do it. And she goes, you want to drive? Yes. Give her the keys. We both like to cook. I love her humor. She she cracks dad jokes, but she's a mom and she gets it from her dad, and it's very funny to hear. I laugh like her, which I guess I never really realized until I was with my dad and my mom wasn't there, and brother Ramey was talking to me, and I started laughing, and he was like, you sound like your mom. And I was like, nuh-uh. And then ever since then, now I hear it. So, but her laugh is very known. Like, it's obvious to me. I know her laugh. Some things that she has taught me to do is she's taught me to pray about everything. And it's instilled prayer into me. And I mean, like, everything. Like, I get annoyed at something. She's like, Lauren, just go pray about it. And I get frustrated sometimes. But it's something I'm learning, and it's good. Some things I want to pass on to my kids is a lesson that she has kind of started in us a long time ago. And I haven't heard her say it, but it stuck with me since then. She always taught us to do all the chores. I mean, like, we all know how to mow the lawn. We all know how to cook at least one meal. We know how to do all the chores of the house, and even the boys. And she always did that, and she always told us that it's just in case something happens. Even if we're married and we have kids, we need to be able to take care of ourselves. And so it's just, like, extra precaution. You can always help out in the house. And that's something I will want to pass down to my kids. I do not want to be just like her. She's 9 kids. I don't want that. Ouch. Her curls. I'm starting to want to have a little bit of curly hair, but it is not as hard to manage as her curly hair. And it is long. And sometimes she gets so frustrated and she's like, it's stuck on everything! Which I'm starting to learn is a thing, just if you wear your hair down. So, if I were to give her a Bible person, I thought I could be fun with this because Evan did this a couple years ago or last year or something like that, so I get to just get the leftovers. I said I was going to name her Adam because of how she named the kids. My dad did not get a say, otherwise our initials would say Jell-O, and they do not do that. If you've ever heard that story, there was a comment about Evan being named Owen, and it was because Juliana, Elizabeth, Lauren, Lucas, Owen, and that did not happen. However, every single one of us kids have some form of connection to either her sisters or my dad's brothers, and that was just her doing, because my dad doesn't think like that. Her effect that she has had on my Christian life or walk with God is that I wouldn't be here without her. She came from the world, and she has stuck through it. There have been times when I know it probably would have been easier to walk away, but she stood firm, and that is why I'm here, and I'm very thankful for that. I lost my train of thought. I want to say Happy Mother's Day, and I want to say I apologize because she hates dishes, and I'm on dishes this week, and so with my injury, she's done a lot of dishes, so kudos to her, but she does not like them, so. Happy Mother's Day for that. And I love you. And, oh, she always knows what she's talking about. So if you ever, like, she says stuff and you're like, that makes zero sense. Why would you do that? Today she told me, she was like, sometimes it's better to just drop it and let them figure it out on their own. They'll come back in an hour or two and say, you were right. I was like, okay. So she knows what she's talking about, and I'm thankful for her. Happy Mother's Day.
All right, starting out the young men will be Brother Brent Bush.
So I actually forgot that I was going to do it until like 30 minutes ago. So my mom's over there on the front row with the two babies. And I think my favorite part about my mom is she's competitive and she's good at just about every sport. And when we were younger, Ryan and Caitlin would go to work and me and mom would just do school and everything, and then we'd have like 4 hours to play sports, and that was really fun. We'd play just about everything. And then lessons that my mom taught me is to not quit and never be a sore loser. One time, I played her in chess probably 20 times in one day, and I don't think I won a single game. And so I learned not to be a sore loser. And another thing that really stood out to me was my mom likes to support in just about everything I do. I don't think she missed a single basketball game last year, and that meant a lot to see my mom over there clapping after I did something cool. And a godly habit she has installed in me is just pray about a lot. I had a close call a couple months ago, and I got to work and I was telling my coworker about it, and he was like, you know, you're lucky your mom prayed for you this morning. And that just stood out to me, like, even my coworkers know my mom prays for me. That just means a lot. And that's just about all I have. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
Very good.
All right, next, Brother Drake Conger.
I'd like to start with prayer. Dear God, thank you for this day. Help my nerves to calm down and help me to get everything across that I would like to get across, you know. So, one of the pointers that they had us write down stuff about is, like, how would you describe your mom? And she's very caring when it comes to questions we have, whether it's about school or something, or a problem we have that we need to get through. And another one is, what makes her the best mother? She works really hard to make sure we're doing good in school and in our lives, in our walk with God and that. Number three, what lessons has she taught you that you can be a good example to others and have a positive attitude about anything and everything? Four, when I get older, what would I have my own family passed down to? Being helpful to the elders of the church and being willing to help wherever help is due. And then, would I like to be just like my mother? No, but I would want to have the same kindness as her and patience she has with everyone and us. Number six, what godly habits has she instilled in me? She has instilled praying over meals and taking notes during the messages so that we can fully understand the message. And then the best trait about her, she makes good jokes and is very good at cooking. A Bible person I would relate my mom to is Naomi, because she is very caring with us and other people in her life and our lives as well. And then the last point I have, what effect has my mom had on me? She shows what I should do making on big decisions in my life.
Brother Trey Fowler.
So, unfortunately, my parents couldn't make it because of some medical issues, but still, I will talk about my mother. I didn't have this in my notes, but it came to my mind while I was sitting there, and that was actually the second bullet point on the little piece of paper. What does she do that makes her the best mother? And that would be her going to basically any band event that I have that doesn't collide with anything that she already has scheduled, or like church and stuff, but anything that she can go to, she will. And in marching band, she'll even help out at games and helping us set up percussion equipment. And it makes me feel really good about me doing that stuff. And it takes a lot of time, and her doing it with me helps me out in that. And then, so, what is my mother's best trait? Probably her cooking. I feel like that's kind of a cliche for mothers, but I have a lot of allergies, and there's specifically things that are like really easy. So like, she can't just make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because I can't have peanuts. And I also am allergic to soy, and that's in quite a lot of stuff. So she has to be very, very particular on what she makes and how she makes it to make sure that I can eat it. And then she also has to make sure it tastes good, so I'll eat it. And then what Bible character would I compare to my mother? That'd be Hannah, because she prayed for a while so that she could have a child. If you don't know, my mom has had quite a few miscarriages before me, and then she has not had a single child after me. So I am the only child, and she prayed for quite a while to get me. And if you look in Samuel chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, and therefore she wept and did not eat." Showing how much dedication Hannah had to getting that child. She did it for multiple years, and I know that that is something my mother did as well, having multiple miscarriages before she eventually had me. And that is just very uplifting to know that she tried and tried and tried, and she has only gotten one. She's still trying to get another one. I would love a sibling, but that's just not happened yet. What effects has my mother had on my Christian walk? She has helped me establish a habit of praying and doing devotionals in the morning before I go to school. And even if I do forget or we don't have time, she always makes sure on the ride to school that I'm praying before I go into anything where I'm busy or forget. And she's also helped me with forgiveness and forgiving people for things that they've done. And I think that is all that I have. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to ask my favorite brother, Fred, if he'd come up at this time.
All right, I'm not a public speaker, so this is going to be short and sweet like my brother. And all right, so some of the prompts said, what does she do that makes her the best mother? She's really good at cooking, and she loves music, obviously, and she plays the piano, as everybody knows. And what stuff has she taught me? She's taught me to work hard and be diligent in everything that I do. Do you want to be like her? In some ways, yes. No, I'm not going to go any further. What is your mother's best trait? She is very diligent, and she always follows the rules. So, anybody, if you've ever ridden with her or seen her driving, she drives the speed limit. And I will say she has never got a ticket in her life. So, obviously, I didn't get that trait. What person in the Bible would you compare your mom to? Probably Joseph, because no matter what happens or whoever mistreats her in her life, she's always quick to forgive, and she's always very nice about it. And anything else I want to share? I will say she's terrified of bugs, so it's nothing to be in the house and then all of a sudden you hear a scream and, you know, it's a centipede, and then we always think it's something important, so we come running and it's nothing. So that's all I have. Happy Mother's Day.
We saved the best for last for the James Romine. I'd like to know your definition of best. But I will admit, I was a little taken back when Brother Chris handed me that note. I said, Brother Chris, I might be a little removed from the youth group, but, you know, this week at work, excuse me, I'm going to probably cry like a baby, but I've always been a mama's boy anyways, but the thought came to my mind, the amount of work it took to raise 9 kids, you know, mom and dad done it right. She stayed at home. She took care of the kids. Dad, he worked, you know, to bring the money in. And thankfully, that, you know, that's probably about the only way it could work with 9 kids anyways. But, you know, I think about the amount of time spent in the garden just to help relieve that grocery burden. Taught us a lot of hard work. We helped. We learned a lot of good things. But, you know, trying to herd 9 kids in the garden is like herding cattle. And, you know, it took mom a lot of work. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing that, you know, a lot of us are growing out of the house now. It's amazing she was able to do it, honestly, all the years, and really helped dad out with the, you know, the budget, making a living. Another thing I was thinking about was trying to remember my first memory. And we grew up in Missouri. We lived in Missouri for a while. I was actually born here, but we shortly moved there in, I think, 92. Is that right? And the first memory I have in my mind was me and Joni were still at home. I think Joseph might have been born, possibly. But Jana was the only one in school. And we would walk with Mom down to the end of the driveway to either get Jana off the bus or to drop her off. And at this time, there was we didn't live too far from Fort Leonard Wood, which is Army base down there. And the government would allow, well, I don't know if they allowed it, but anyways, the Army, they would fly these jets, and they would break the sound barrier, and it would create a big sonic boom. And it would just, I mean, as a kid, you thought the earth is crashing down. And I remember me and Joni, we'd grab Mom's legs, and, you know, we'd be scared to death. And she was that protector for us, you know. And, you know, I know, as you get older, it was the prayers of my mother that I'm here today. It was her prayers that protected me in many situations I put myself in. Many times I could have been dead. I could have broken neck. I've done a lot of dangerous things, landed on my head many times racing motorcycles, and just, you know, you're out just thinking you're having fun, chasing hobbies, chasing desires, and you don't really think about consequences. But back at home, Mom's praying for you. You get away from God. I got away from God for probably 10 years or so. I'm not proud of it, certainly, but faithful mother, you know, kept my name before God, and I just, that's another thing I think of her, is her faithfulness. When we lived in Missouri, we didn't really have a church. We went to a church for a while, but they were kind of, they didn't really teach what we, you know, believe here, and they were kind of a too cleansing church, so we soon after kind of started doing church out of the home. And all them years, Mom and Dad, they were faithful, and that's tough to just have church out of the home and be able to stay faithful and grounded in God. Thankfully, you know, we came here in 1999, and there's probably a lot of you who was barely born at this time. And you know, I'm so thankful for God's mercy. I'm thankful for a faithful mother. I know I certainly would definitely not be standing right here today if it wasn't for her and her prayers. And a faithful father would go right along with that. You know, it takes two, especially in this day and age. I mean, it's tough. You know, this world,
with it, then you need, if you know, if we're going to make it at all, we need all the help we can get. And it certainly helps to have two good, faithful parents. So,
amen.
Love you, Mom.
All right, if there's nothing further, we'll all stand.